music, how much they care, how much like passion they have for the music, and you have to like, you're just compelled, you know, to respect that because it resonates with you too as an artist too. And in the same way, even like individually, not even regards to
artists. But the music, what I'll say about the music is that like, when artists make songs with their like feelings, you're talking about passionate, like Kendrick, they're making songs. That's the kind of music that actually lasts because it's real music. It's like music made with feelings. People will listen to that and they'll relate. It's not no make-believe shit, not no fake shit that people are listening to and it's like, you know, if it's, look at J. Cole's, most of J. Cole's songs, it's like the premise is simple.
Yeah.
Like he has a song of him losing his virginity. You get.
And people can like resonate with that.
Everybody can resonate with that. Everybody, that's the kind of music that, you know, that is most likely to have longevity. Or...
And even as like upcoming artists, but I feel like, irregardless of the flashback that we may get,
yeah.
I don't think that should like discourage us to stop
doing music,
because if it was clear that the reason why we started was for the love and for the passion, so I don't know
that. So if then it depends. The sole
foundation.
Then it depends on why you started.
It shouldn't stop you, basically. Because why would you do it for any other reason? You know,
money.
Money. Yeah. Then it just wouldn't. Then you get your money. No doubt.
Yeah.
But the music wouldn't last. There won't be longevity.
True. True. And you probably won't even make as much money.
Yeah, you probably mean.
You not even probably, you won't if you're not going to have a longevity. You probably lose the money. Yeah. It won't be a lot, probably.
Like, you think most of these artists, like, they save their first paycheck? Your first cash out,
bro. At all,
you spend it quickly,
bruh. Because most of them, when you've not even had that kind of money and you get it so quick, you're going to lose it quick. It's just like overnight, you just get 50k.
Yeah.
I'm sure as soon as they saw the money, they already spent it in their head, or even before they got the money, they bought the car in their head, they've already seen the house they want to buy.
You see, even guys like Jay Kidd or Eminem, that's why I like Eminem. He doesn't even focus on fashion. He has been wearing the same thing since 1990.
I fuck with artists like that.
Sweat on.
Like, that they don't really care about their appearance, in clothing, when talking about clothing. Like, Drake dresses nice, fancy, and all that, but he's one chain. I fuck with that. One fucking chain.
Yeah.
You know, crew turtleneck. Can one change? It's not even like, you know, Cuban.
It didn't start like with these new classes.
It started
like since like,
long time ago now. It's because like, it's a way to get attention. Like, you wear a huge ass gold chain, everybody knows you for the chain. Like, I don't know one Slick Rick song, but I know Slick Rick. I don't know him for his chains. That's
Jimmy too.
Exactly. That's one way to get the longevity thing. It's not always by the music. That's also true. Do you think 6ix9ine could have a longevity career from what he's done?
6ix9ine, there's no way.
Like, do you think he's ever going to be forgotten?
I think people will like.
Bruh, maybe he won't be remembered as something good.
Pay attention to 6ix9ine.
They won't pay attention, but do you think he'll be forgotten?
6ix9ine, I'm not sure if they really want to.
But would they know who he is? Is my question.
No.
You don't think they'll remember 6ix9ine?
Yeah.
I think they'll remember him. I don't think he'll remember for good, but I think they'll remember him.
The generation that's going to come next, but that's going to be born after 6ix9ine starts making music, they won't hear anything like 6ix9ine. That's what I mean. Like, they won't hear, okay, there was an artist like 6ix9ine.
They won't hear it at all. Unless he dies.
Like on a mass.
Unless he gets killed.
See, that's what I'm saying. Unless he dies, you know, they'll be like, but on a mass scale, most they actually wouldn't know anything like 6ix9ine.
Yeah, that's true. Sure. I can see that. Like, I think that.
I think like even artists that like legendary artists like Elvis, people don't still know anything.
The Beatles.
Beatles.
In a few years, nobody's knowing the Beatles anymore.
Jimi Hendrix.
I've not even listened to one Jimi Hendrix song now that I think about it.
I was like, me too.
You too. That's what I'm talking about. All these guys that are like, no, Mozart them.
Yeah.
They are legendary. I've listened to Mozart.
Beethoven. Yeah.
I listened to it when I found, when Twitter was going crazy that they found out he was black.
Yeah.
Was he black actually? Yeah, was that fake?
Oh, yeah.
He was black.
He was black.
Yeah.
And there's this guy, Mozart, and this Bao.
I knew all of them when I used to play this game on my phone, Piano Tiles. Okay. Did you play Piano Tiles?
Piano Tiles. Yeah. Devs. Piano Tiles. Tetris.
Yo, all those phone games were low-key underrated though.
Bounce, I play Bounce. Bro, Bounce.
Yes.
That game was dope. I remember
addictive as fuck too now. Yeah, guy.
I didn't cheat code has
yo, most of these guys, most of the people listening don't even know about that Nokia Snake game or the fucking Bounce. What other game was on that?
Snake.
Snake Bounce.
It depends. It depends on whether
on the version, but on the version. Man, those games were looking on everything. But if you look at how crazy technology is, like you look at that phone, but and now there are phones that they are strapping to VR headsets to give. As the reason that headsets, you know, we spoke about me getting headsets because I wanted to start boxing and shit. So I wanted to get a VR headset that I can practice my boxing game, you know.
Like shadow boxing.
Yeah. So I saw one for like $20.
Yeah.
But the reason it was $20 because you're supposed to have a phone to put inside. That thing was my head. So, like, goddamn. And the Samsung
that's
phone.
That's too cool.
Yes, now. Just your phone.
Okay, it's all for like Apple.
I don't think Apple has dropped yet. Maybe let's search it up. I don't know. Apple VR headset, but the one I saw was Samsung. I don't even know if it's compatible.
That's dope, man.
Apple VR. Dope as well.
Eventually, like, what do you think about cannabis business
in Canada?
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to get
in Canada.
I'm definitely going to get into it. It's better in Amsterdam, sure.
Amsterdam. Even shrooms is legal in Amsterdam.
I don't know. I don't want to say everything shrooms is legal, but I think everything
is legal actually in Amsterdam.
It should be good. Why the fuck are psychedelics not legal? Explain to me why. At least natural psychedelics, it's not no money.
You know why it's not legal? It's because they said it has no health value.
Yeah, but that makes no sense. When they're using it to treat psychiatric patients.
It wasn't the scientists that made it legal.
Yeah, exactly. That's the government.
That's so. Mm-hmm.
They lie. Like, it's. It's the same way
and
they
all
say
that drugs. You know, alcohol is illegal, so cigarettes.
But you know, when it was illegal, some people were getting it kind of how people were getting medical cannabis. Like, they were getting medical marijuana, medical alcohol.
Medical alcohol.
But back then, there was definitely no use for the alcohol.
Yeah.
No medical use for that. But
and drugs that they made legal before marijuana.
The opium and stuff.
You know, drugs. No.
Opium.
No.
What drugs?
No, even opiates.
Yeah.
They used to prescribe opiates like morphine.
So during that time?
Even during that time, yeah. And drugs that got legalized before marijuana, like alcohol, like cigarettes, they are toxic, you know?
Yeah. But they've made so much money off it that they don't even want to stop, like the tobacco and all that.
I'm sure that's even why they saw no reason not to legalize cannabis because they could monetize it.
It surprised me why they didn't legalize it for so long. Like, they literally put it as Class A.
Class
you
B.
know, like with cocaine and all that. Cannabis was there before. I think it's still there federally in the U.S. It's Class A. Like, it's Class A means it has no medical health value.
Shrooms is in Class A too. I was trying to remember what it's called,
it's Class A.
Yeah,
I can't believe weed is there. It makes no sense.
And scientists have tested it, proving it's people like botanists, you know, that it actually like has so many like benefits, like including like it alleviates addiction too.
Shrooms, but yes, I think I've heard Joe Rogan speak about that on his podcast about how people take shrooms and they have other addictions. it doesn't even have to be like substance addiction. It can be like masturbation or fucking sex or whatever it is that they're addicted. They do shrooms one time
they
and
do it once.
It kicks their ass and tells them, puts them back on track or whatever.
Yeah, even cocaine, down to cocaine.
Yeah, anything.
Heroin addicts, like stories, alcohol, and like an addiction, like it's tough, you know. What if there are other people battling with this?
So but people don't really understand addiction. They like to blame the drug for the like. Like when someone gets addicted to something, it's not really because of the drug. Like people get addicted to a lot of things, kind of.
Yeah.
Like have you heard that episode?
Talk about. I feel everybody has their like vices.
Threshold. Addiction. But if you listen to Dr. Carl, Carl Marx. Have you watched that guy? That came on Joe Rogan. I think his name is Carl Marx. He's an expert on drugs and all that, and he says he has personally used heroin himself. You know?
Okay. For what?
For recreation.
For recreation, okay.
So, but the place he used it was in, I don't know the country, Panama or something. A country where it's not illegal for them to use it for treatment.
For heroin?
Yeah, for treatment. Like it's not in their class A where it's being treated as it doesn't have any medical uses.
Yeah.
Like they use it but for people.
It does
people.
Have.
It does, yeah, for people who are going, like all these drugs are they really have. I think that one is specific for like people who are suffering like serious psychosis that they give them heroin.
What? Yeah,
and it helps them. Like serious psychosis that are probably out of it.
Yeah.
That they need to strap them to beds or something.
Yeah.
Those kind of. Clinic said it was a heroin clinic. So I believe it's not really the substance per se. Like people like to blame the drugs or like to blame the habit, saying gambling. I mean, yes, maybe there are a lot of things that in general they see a lot of people falling into and being addicted to, but I don't think it's still those things. I think it's like people have predisposed conditions to make them fall into addiction.
Definitely the environment is like important, like as a factor determining like the addiction level, you know. But
how there's like a liquor store on every hood,
exactly,
type of thing, because they want to make that environment.
Like if you have friends that smoke every day, you know, like you'll be compelled to like and can raise the addiction level too, because it can become a habit, you know. And the thing about it, why people even beat themselves up when they can't break a habit is they don't realize that okay, the habit in the first place, it didn't take one day to create the habit. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously not going to
take one day
to be able to stop it. So yeah, you shouldn't beat yourself up if like you try and you fail once.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's cliche, but that guy tried. The reason why we have flipping ball because of that guy that tried 99 times.
But do you know the scandals behind himself?
For real? That guy?
Edison now. Edison. It's not Edison. It's Edison.
Thomas Edison.
That made the light bulb. He fucked up Tesla. He's on that. Whoever is the person that made the light bulb, the person sabotaged Tesla.
I knew him and Tesla.
They had beef.
Exactly. It was like they had beef.
Bro, it was crazy. I think there's even a movie on Netflix about it. But the guy sabotaged Tesla. Like he made the Tesla machine during a show I don't even know what it's like a show. The way they have on stage and there's like this electric machine that is showing people what he's trying to create, type of thing, that is like a crowd. So he fucked up the show and made it kill someone. Like someone came and pulled the lever and the person that pulled the lever got electrocuted. So it was like, oh, this Tesla thing is not safe. This.
So what did he do?
What did Tesla do?
What did Edison
do? That's what he did. He paid somebody to do that, to come and sabotage the machine. And he also lobbied to the government, like the death machine that he strapped people to. Is Tesla electricity. Like, it's Tesla.
It's Tesla that created
that stuff. So he tried to make it look like it's some bad type of thing, like some dark. They use it to kill people. They use it to, like, it's only bad. It's only used for killing, basically. Like, you know, it's like
so a dangerous Edison, thing. So Edison created the light bulb.
Yeah, created the light
bulb. And Tesla,
he was trying to create some different type of electricity, that the electricity would be going through the air.
Yeah. Or a form of energy that, you know.
Was it a form of energy?
Like, electricity is a form of energy.
Yeah.
He was trying to create a form of energy because he actually believed that,
I think he said it was safer for the environment. I don't know.
Yeah.
What his reason was.
And he believed that there were things that were not like, I think he had some spiritual beliefs too, you know, which also fueled his passion for his, like, for his inventions too.
Well, do you know what else he invented? Like, did anything catch on?
I really don't know.
Oh, he made the remote control.
Who?
Tesla.
Tesla.
Okay. He made the remote control. He made a bunch of shit that we probably wouldn't give a fuck about. He made Tether Force looks like a fucking lizard.
So Edison made the light bulb, Tesla made a lot of stuff.
Yeah. He made neon lamp. A lot of shit. He made wireless system. Anything that's wireless now is because of Tesla.
That was probably what he was trying to do, and he did that.
Yeah. And if
his last invention, like, I really can't recall, you know, but he was trying to do something very phenomenal. You know, his last invention, because, like, I don't know, his mind was just, you know,
people like that
outside the box, like Einstein.
People like that intrigue me.
Even Einstein, like, he used imagination to solve problems.
But towards the end of his career, he became mainstream and shit. And
mainstream? You mean popular?
Not popular. Popular is not being bad, but he became, like, for the, what do you call their bodies? Like, academia, he became part of the academia body and
kind of. You mean, like, Nobel Prize?
The prizes and all that. Yeah. So he was now, like, throwing the line. So his theories were wrong towards the end of his career.
And you brought a breakthrough like that at that point in time, you know, when those things were new, you'd, like, anybody would be pop, would get.
Things now went to his head and he started towing the lines of those people and he wasn't really thinking of his own theories anymore. So he had a lot of false theories or wrong theories, theories that have been proven to be wrong now. That came up during the end of his career. Well, at first he was solid, he was good.
And you know, after Einstein's, after he passed away, this, I heard a scientist actually did an anatomy of his brain.
Yeah. And it was bigger than any regular or something.
Not bigger, but more convoluted, more saturated in terms of the folds.
Of volume. Oh.
No. In terms of the folds.
More mass and volume, like, bigger,
basically
more shit, more brain,
because they say if you have more folds, if your brain, you know, because it doesn't matter if your brain is small, you know, if your brain is convoluted, it has more folds, you know, so that's just that's also a sign of intelligence, and his brain had a lot of folds That's what they discovered after he passed away. So he was actually, I know people say, like, he was a fraud, he was a scam, or
it's embarrassing.
He was actually intelligent.
Yeah, you can't come up with those formulas.
He was actually,
you can't come up with those formulas if you're not intelligent.
Even regardless of the fact that, you know, his mom was skeptical about his learning ability, because it took 5-6 years for him to start talking well. You know, he didn't start talking fluently until he was 5 or 6. So
there's always something like that with geniuses. Mm-hmm. It's either they don't have to play sports,
or they are
weak as fuck or something like that. Or at first they were dumb.
Einstein would probably be bad in, like, English.
Okay, that's the end of the episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay safe.